got a positive economic sign today. The Commerce Department reported that retail sales increased a bit, 0.7% in August, after sales fell in July. Just how significant is that increase? And what does it tell us about the Delta variant and what it means for the economy? Where does inflation fit into things? NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now for more. And Scott, what more can you tell us about this retail sales report? Can you put that increase into context for us?
Sure. Well, this is better than most forecasters were expecting. And it does tell us that, you know, consumers are pretty resilient despite the surge in new coronavirus infections tied to the Delta variant and despite the still pretty serious challenges with the supply chain. Folks managed to pony up a little bit more money in August than they did in July.
This increase came even though there was a big drop in car sales, for instance, which is connected to shipping problems and shortages. Where are we seeing lags in spending right now?
Yeah, car sales were down almost 4% in August, and we've talked a lot about the computer chip shortage that has really hindered the production of new cars. There just aren't a lot of new cars for sale on dealers' lots, and those that are there are pretty expensive, so that's hitting auto sales pretty hard. We also saw spending in bars and restaurants flat in August, and that's not surprising. In fact, maybe it's surprising that it wasn't worse given the rise of the Delta variant. But we saw strong sales in home furniture stores, strong sales in department stores, and very strong sales in online stores. So consumers are still spending. Do keep in mind, this report mostly just covers spending on stuff. With the exception of restaurant meals, there's nothing in here about spending on services. And spending on services is probably more sensitive to the public health outlook. And so we might see a bigger dip in spending on things like entertainment, travel, when we get that report later in the month.
Oh, thank you. That's a big distinction and note to make. What about inflation? Does inflation appear to be impacting how Americans are spending?
Well, it certainly affects the prices that they pay. And these spending figures are in nominal terms. So you can think of about 0.3 of that 0.7 is just higher prices, not more stuff. But the rest is more stuff. We did see inflation for August come in a little bit lower than it was in July. Prices over the 12 months ending in August were up 5.3% compared to 5.4% in June and July. So a little bit of easing in inflation. And in the month-to-month numbers, the slowdown in inflation has been more dramatic, from 0.9% in June to 0.3% in August. So it may be that the worst of the inflationary spike is behind us, although some of those drops are not so good. Some of them are in things like rental cars and airline tickets, and that's not because supply chain kinks are being worked out, but because people are a little more frightened to travel in the current environment.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to the fall and the winter, with a lot of questions about the Delta variant and expectations for our economic recovery. That's NPR.
Yeah, we've said so many times that the economic outlook depends very much on the public health outlook.
Absolutely. That's NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley. As always, thank you.
You're welcome.